I'm back. Rudrants for Black and White Network. Let's talk about the Food and Drug Administration, because it's time to be very concerned when they start making medical decisions based on social causes, which is exactly what's happened. You think the left is woke over the black community? Nah. Not even close to how woke all kinds of agencies, and of course the left is, and the media is, for the alphabet mafia. That's right. The L's, the G's, the B's, the Q's. You won't believe this story. It could be putting your health at risk. There was a reason why this was not allowed, but it's going to be allowed now for the sake of equity and equality. FDA to remove restriction on blood donations from gay and bisexual men. Daily Wire. The Food and Drug Administration announced Friday that it will remove a restriction on gay and bisexual men donating blood, a segment of the population that faces a higher risk of HIV. Obviously, there's all kinds of reasons why this wasn't allowed. Like, hey, how about we don't want blood that's got HIV in it or AIDS? It is what it is. I mean, you know, sorry to offend anybody, but I don't want that if I got to get blood. According to draft guidelines announced by the FDA, the new policy would eliminate a requirement that gay and bisexual men abstain from sexual activity for 3 months before donating blood, the Associated Press reported. The proposed rule would be a major shift in a decades-old policy set in the AIDS crisis of the 1980s. Instead of requiring a 3 months of abstinence for men who have sex with men, the FDA will make all potential donors fill out a personalized questionnaire. God. That evaluates each person's risk for HIV before they can donate blood. We will continue to make sure we have policies that allow for everyone who wants to donate blood to be able to donate blood within what the science allows to keep the blood supply safe. Are we sure about that? The FDA's Peter Marks, according to the Wall Street Journal, during the 1980s AIDS crisis, the U.S. barred gay men from donating blood in an effort to prevent the spread of HIV. The sexually transmitted virus can lead to AIDS if not treated before it develops. Gay and bisexual men account for nearly 70% of all new HIV diagnoses in the U.S., according to a 2019 data for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The FDA's newly drafted guidance comes after medical associations have said that technological advances in testing have made the extra requirements for gay and bisexual men unnecessary. The move also comes after continued calls for change from LGBTQ advocates. Okay, it's one thing for technological advances to be pushing this, but you knew damn good and well we were going to get down to the part where they said the move also comes as continued calls for change from LGBTQ advocates. Christ. The FDA lifted the complete ban on gay men donating blood in 2015, requiring them to abstain from same-sex intercourse for a full year before donating. Then the FDA dropped the abstinence period for the blood donations from gay men to 3 months as the country grappled with a blood shortage resulting from complications of the COVID pandemic. Carl Schmid, the executive director of HIV Hepatitis Policy Institute, told the Journal that the newest shift in FDA guidelines, quote, marks a monumental shift and ends a long, painful era of blanket discrimination against gay men. Wow. I mean, we're really, when it comes to things involving health and like giving blood, we're worried about discrimination. Is that a fact? The FDA's updated guidelines will continue to bar those who have tested positive for HIV and those who are taking HIV medicine from donating blood, and blood donation centers must test all blood for HIV and other diseases. And I would assume if you knew you had that, unless you had some vendetta, you wouldn't go in to try to give blood anyway. I don't know. Wow. But you notice two key things in this report. Again, it's one thing if science says, hey, there's an all clear, we can test, we can make sure it's safe, yada, yada, yada. But there's another thing when I read the advocates for the Alphabet Mafia wants this changed, and there's an issue with discrimination. I don't care. Do whatever is safest and that is not going to give people tainted and dirty blood that can give you get you sick with HIV. How about that? I really don't give a rat's who's offended by that. It is what it is. The priorities are in all the wrong places, including with your health now. We saw this kind of thing involving COVID. With health issues, there should be no such thing as a discriminatory element. Real discrimination would be like, oh, you're gay, you can't have blood. You can't get blood. Of course you should be able to get blood. But who donates? I mean, for the sake of the entire society, that there should be nothing that has anything to do with discrimination or advocates involved in that decision-making whatsoever. It needs to be purely science that's making that decision, period. And hell, these days, I don't even know that we can trust the science, and that's part of the other problem. I don't know whether or not they would just say, oh, we've got testing methods and it's safe now, just for the sake of keeping the Alphabet mob happy and content and off their ass, and keep marches from going on outside their facilities. Think about it. I don't know. Seems a little risky to me. You tell me what you think. Black and White Network supporters. I hope I don't need blood anytime soon. Peace. I'm out. Till next time.